This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, the 6th of February. Here's 2017. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen, ready to eat my first live Sherry's Berries of the day. I'm going to do it because I'm celebrating Jennifer Horn's 43rd birthday today.
Hey, don't age me, sir. It's happening fast enough.
I'm age because you've been listening to or been involved in this program for all these years.
I know. Remember, I was such a young punk when I first
you
started
were.
With you.
Well, you're still a punk, but not so young as you
Oh, you're really cruising for a bruise. But thank you for the birthday wishes and the
you're
birthday
welcome.
Song, Kara.
Yes.
Happy
and
birthday.
I sent you Sherry's Berries
thank
for your birthday.
You.
Yeah.
You're
how about
so
that for
excited.
A big deal?
Those things were delicious, by the way.
What did you eat them during the game last night?
No, I actually shared because I'm a generous sort. So I shared with a few of my loved ones and... everybody was so excited. My dad came over on Saturday. I said, Daddy, I have something special for you.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what? He's like, I can't have anything sweet. And I said, well, it's Sherry's Berries. He's like, okay, maybe I could just have one or two.
Yeah, right. And it's hard to have just one or two. So we'll talk about that in just a minute or two. But I did want to acknowledge Jennifer's birthday along with Kara and Victoria, wishing her a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. So we sing to them. Sing to them. Why am I singing to them? I'm not looking at them, so why would I be singing to them? The birthday wish that we would do each hour, ladies, should we do that? Have a little birthday, something or other for Jennifer?
Sure. Yeah, I love birthdays, so every hour is great.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Nobody's singing along with me.
This
so.
Is why I let Stevie Wonder do the
yeah,
rest of singing,
say,
so we didn't have to.
I can hardly hear it. So play it so we can hear it. If you want to play Stevie Wonder, wishing her a happy birthday, help yourself.
I already played it. I'll play it again next hour.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like this. Happy birthday to you.
So, speaking of things to celebrate, the New England Patriots beat the Atlanta Falcons. I watched the last 25 minutes of the game in anticipation that 24
that's
was going to be
all you
after.
Needed.
Yeah,
that's all I did. That's all you really did need. You're right.
And I mean, they didn't play till the fourth quarter. I mean, it was like they didn't get there. Poor Tom Brady was getting the heck sacked out of him.
Yeah.
And but you know what? It
his
was
magical necklace wasn't really working for the first three quarters.
No, but you just, I mean, really, we witnessed like probably one of the greatest quarterbacks in history who, you talk about the mind game, Dougie.
Yes.
To be down 28-3 and still manage to stay focused and come back and win.
Yep.
It's huge.
Even Mark Wahlberg gave up. He left at halftime. I mean, everyone thought it was over. It was, it was brutal. I mean, when Gaga came on, everyone was like, oh, finally, at least something exciting is happening.
What was the Gaga? I didn't see it. How was the halftime
show
with
her?
She
was great. Yeah, she was awesome.
Did she hang from the ceiling?
She dove
straight from the ceiling. She was on the roof and just dove head first.
She was on cable.
Which was a little cheesy. Her face when she dove was like, I thought it was a fake. Like, she looked like a Muppet.
Really?
Well, the first part was pre-recorded, so she wasn't actually diving, but she did dive from somewhere inside the roof. So it looked like she opened, you know, it looked like it came all the way from the top, but you could tell that part of the close-ups were filmed before.
Well, obviously it fooled me, so.
Oh, all right.
She looked like, did she not look like a Muppet when she did the dive?
Muppets in space? Yeah, totally.
Now, tell me whether or not they don't get paid to do the halftime show. The NFL is having such a hard time making any money that they don't pay the performers during halftime.
That's
and
weird.
They have to apply to be considered. So do they pay for all of the stuff that goes that's ancillary to their performance, or does the NFL pay for some of the stuff that goes on for, in this circumstance, all of the, it's like being in the circus watching that stuff?
Well, I think Pepsi pays for it. I mean, they heavily sponsor it, so I would guess there's
Pepsi
some sort
paid
of
for the halftime show. Is there yeah. sponsored the halftime
yeah.
show? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't pay. I was doing my taxes, and I didn't really start. Well, I watched. I started late in the afternoon. I worked on the farm yesterday till I got cold, and then I made a few calls, and I came in, and I thought, okay, I better start doing my taxes. And then I saw that there was a Castle marathon on, so I was going back and forth between Castle and Shark Tank. And that's where I spent my time until...
You're such a funny little duck. Here you do, the host of this magnificently huge morning radio show.
Yes.
And you know that this is like a pop culture thing, and you're still watching reruns of Castle?
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
Not even tuning in for the commercials.
Nope. I did actually see, in the last 25 minutes, I did see a couple of commercials, and Karen and I were wondering, this is how bad, if you can't remember, you remember the gist of the commercial, but you don't remember what they were selling, lousy commercial. I don't remember the Humpty Dumpty commercial, what they were selling.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It was TurboTax. But
TurboTax. Okay.
Didn't remember that at all.
Not smart. No, it wasn't a good... Not if you don't remember...
I don't even think I remember Humpty Dumpty or whatever
really?
It was. The one that I liked, there were two, and they were both at the beginning of the game. The first one was Skittles, where they were throwing Skittles at the window of Katie, and
that was cute.
The whole family scooting by catching them with their mouth. And then... The other one that I thought was probably the best was the Buick commercial, where it was, that's not a Buick. If that's a Buick, my son's Cam Newton, which was, it was very funny. That
was Cam
a cute
Newton?
One.
Was Cam Newton in this commercial?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought the Melissa McCarthy one was really funny. She was,
where she was jumping off of everything?
I think she was driving, it was for a Ford Hybrid or Eco car. It was some sort of an Eco car, and they call her up, and she's playing herself, and they ask her to go save the glaciers and then save the polar bears
yeah,
and save
I
the rhinos.
Yeah, I was halfway through that commercial when the guy whose house we were at changed the channel. So I missed the end of it. And I was like, great,
was
thanks.
Cute.
Was he just annoyed at Melissa McCarthy because she's becoming
no,
a little
we were,
twerp with SNL?
No, that's not why.
Twerp with SNL? What?
I actually thought that skit was very funny that she was on SNL. One of the funniest ones that they've done recently. But
yeah.
No, we changed it because we were bored with the game, and so we went to YouTube instead. But he changed it right in the middle of a commercial that was actually good.
I think that the SNL stuff, as a side comment, is becoming trite, redundant. I mean, we all know where they come from politically. Somebody sent me a tweet yesterday, or I don't know, maybe a Facebook posting. They weren't going to bother to watch the Oscars because they were tired of what, you know, you're going to get from the same old Hollywood types. And I think that's where it was funny. Baldwin was funny. I don't know that much about Melissa McCarthy, frankly. But I think some of
the
stuff
see
before
the skit,
election.
Though, you should definitely see it. It's, well, it's by far, it's way funnier than Baldwin doing Trump. I mean, it's way
it really?
Funnier. Yeah.
I think that it's over, it's getting to be overdone. It's almost redundant. You're losing the audience because you're so angry, or in this case, maybe it's funny, but we all kind of know where you're coming from, and it isn't making its mark anymore. At least it doesn't make it on me. It makes it on the same old people, but don't you want to, no matter what, it's like a good commercial. Or you want to bring in new people to try the product, and I don't get that this is going to bring new people in to watch SNL. I don't. I think any time you really get overly political about things like that, when you're in the media, the general media, or the news media, or any... any feel like this, we get it. We understand you don't like it. We understand you're upset. We understand there are reasons to be upset. But enough already.
I love to laugh. I mean, of anybody here that's probably sitting here, I'm the one that probably should be the most offended by SNL because they're kind of mean to Donald Trump. I'm not. I think it's funny. As long as it's funny, it's great. What annoys me about SNL lately is the song things, like the goodbye to Obama, the Kate McKinnon sitting at the piano playing the song. I mean, it's like you're a comedy show, and so be a comedy show. It seems like then you have a horse in the race when you're doing these... you know, touching memoirs, when you're in one breath making fun of the president, but then in the next thing, you know, playing a piano and you know, an ode to the previous president. That's all that gets me. As long as they don't do that, they're fun. They're parody. I mean, just make it funny.
All right, well, we all have different opinions. Go ahead. What did you have to say, Victoria?
No, I agree with Jen. I mean, you know, the Sean Spicer thing, I mean, it's a political satire show for the most part, and it has been forever, so, I mean, it's not surprising that they keep doing it, but,
I think
you know, the Sean Spicer thing was so surprising that they actually, for once, it was funny, it was new, and the fact that it took you a second to figure out who was actually playing Sean Spicer was part of the brilliance of the makeup and everything, that it was Melissa McCarthy, and it was really funny.
Yeah, it was good makeup. If you look at the makeup, yeah.
She looked great. She was hilarious, and if you've seen even 2 minutes of a Sean Spicer press conference, he's an intense dude. Like,
she captured that energy,
and it was funny.
Victoria, that's the rub. I bet you if you went outside on the street and asked 10 people who Sean Spicer was, you probably would find one who would actually know who he is. See, I think that's how they're limiting. They're making it too inside as well.
I feel like way more people know who Sean Spicer is than anyone knew who Josh Earnest was. Like,
well, that's not
he's
saying
a lot more of a character. He's what?
Well, I think that's not saying much. I don't think many. But I think you're right. Most people don't know who Josh Earnest was either.
Yeah, but most people couldn't pick him out of a lineup. I mean,
I think that you and Victoria and Jennifer and Kara are closer to these things because we pay attention to them because we talk about some of them in our living. I think because we make our living talking about what's going on, we pay attention to these things. I think maybe a number of people, even if you went around the room and everybody was your age in the room and you asked them who Sean Spicer was, you'd have a hard time finding more than a couple of people.
There's just a lot of people who are paying attention to this presidency because...
Yeah, I disagree, Doug.
I think so. And I also felt, I don't know, the way that I thought they did it, I think that it would have been funny regardless of if you knew who Sean Spicer was or not. I don't know. It was just a funny skit. So I think you could have enjoyed it regardless.
It was instantly trending on Twitter and it trended all through most of Sunday. So, I mean, a lot of people got it, whether they know who he is or not. They all got it and loved the skit, which was new for SNL because, you know, it's the same old every week.
All right. I'm going to perform right now. You ready?
Oh,
for me
please.
To...
Balloon Animals, my favorite.
Oh, man, hold on a second.
It's my birthday, Doug. Balloon
clown
Animals.
Wig. Is the clown wig coming out? Oh, boy.
Whatever could it be? Props. So many options.
I'm celebrating
Yoda?
Your birthday.
Oh, God.
Right.
There's nothing like Jen.
Like grossing her out.
There's nothing
nice.
Jen loves more than someone chewing right in her ear. That's what she told me.
I was reading an article.
What she wanted for her birthday.
Over the weekend in Refinery 29 about why people's chewing irritates can irritate people because it causes you anxiety. Funny.
Causes anxiety? Really?
Yeah, you know, sometimes hearing people chew, you know, our friend Rich McFadden was posting on Facebook about how he could hear someone chewing across a restaurant. He was ready to go say something to him.
Yeah.
I've been that person sometimes.
Well.
Chewing loudly?
And there's nobody.
How loud is my chewing? How loud is my chewing?
Well.
You're okay. You're off mic.
Yeah. I'm eating a white chocolate covered...
Ooh.
Cherry berries with the black swirl on it.
That's the chocolate swirl.
Yeah, what did I say?
Black.
Yeah, that's the black. It's almost like it was a dirt from the farm. Or was that...
It's white chocolate with chocolate swizzle. Come on.
Swizzle, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so this thing, you'd be amazed at how much conversation our commercials for... Cherry's berries have been causing at the agency. They love this, and they think that you ladies are doing a fine job trying to contain my enthusiasm. Not contain it, but make it sound like it's professional.
Which, to make it sound like you're not eating on the air?
We're failing, Mr.
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, the idea is to call your attention to these Sherry's Berries that are here for Valentine's Day 2017. And by the way, just a short reminder, it's a week from tomorrow. Valentine's Day is a week from tomorrow. So if you'd like to give the gift that will not, in this case, this doesn't keep on giving. You got to eat them. But the strawberries are so fresh and the chocolate is so good. This is high quality stuff. And that's basically what we all notice about it. They're freshly dipped strawberries. And it is hard to do a commercial when you're all wrapped around the stuff that's here.
Look,
so
my Sherry's Berries kicked off my birthday and Valentine's Day week. They're delicious. You need to share them with your loved ones, too. Use the code DJV, and you're going to save lots of money.
At berries.com.
There you go.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need to talk with all the rest of the ladies and gentlemen who are here. It's the 24 past the hour music portion of this hour of the program with a focus on Beyonce, who even though she is pregnant says, I will still headline Coachella because my public needs me. They want me. I have to be there. She'll be in her third trimester.
I was going to say, she's going to be pretty pregnant at that point.
Pretty pregnant. Yeah, I would say that's probably an understatement, right? Is this her first baby, yes?
No, she's already got one, and she's expecting twins.
Oh, that's right, too.
Right.
I remember that. How big was she the last time? Anybody remember?
She gained a little bit of weight.
Oh, well,
I mean, she lost it right away. I mean, nothing crazy.
She looks kind of really pregnant now. In those pregnancy photos that she's already done, I guess it's because it's twins, but she looks really pregnant now. So by April, she's going to look like a house, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to, twins,
Coachella the place you want to be when you're pregnant with twins in your third trimester? Just,
right.
I mean, I'm not judging.
In the desert, in the middle of
but
nowhere.
There's a lot of pot smoke, there's a lot of drinking, I mean, there's just a lot of everything going on. Well, I was
not
thinking,
sure
is the heat going to be really hot? It's super hot, good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they're thinking about the children or themselves, she and Jay-Z? What's the rendering?
I think when she has a commitment, she just honors it. I mean, that's sort of her reputation. She never misses shows. She never cancels. Like, she's never had vocal problems that a lot of singers have, and then they cancel half a tour. She's never done that. So, I don't know. I mean, it's April, so who knows? She might not even make it. But
so how much do you think the insurance policy is in case she can't perform? People are buying tickets. You think people would just buy tickets because she's there?
There are people who will do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would guess it'd have to be in the millions, right?
I think it'd be
an insurance policy to cover that?
Yeah, I would think so.
And I wonder who the backup is, because they're going to have to replace her.
What they should do is hologram her, and then they should bring back Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams, and they can have Destiny's Child back on tour.
I would go see that.
I would, too.
I would go.
Did you?
I love Destiny's Child.
I
see that meme on the internet where they said it's not the first time Beyonce's carried two people.
Yeah. They've done a lot of memes with her sitting there pregnant. They did one. Yeah. I saw her. They put, like, superimposed her sitting at, like, a McDonald's, and they're like, what she looks like
I
after.
I saw that one. That was so funny.
After you eat the Big Mac, the fries, and the shake or whatever.
So you wouldn't be surprised if I get a call from these people asking me if I would be standing by in case Beyonce can't perform.
Clearly the only person who could replace Beyonce at Coachella would be Doug Stephan. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, who else? They'd have to pay out millions of dollars if they didn't.
It won't be Taylor Swift, that's for sure. She hit the stage in Houston performing her first and what fans didn't know until it was already happening, her only show of the year. She said, as far as I know, I'm doing one show in 2017, and as far as I know, this is the one. So what I'm trying to tell you is by coming here tonight, you're essentially attending 100% of my tour dates for the year. So why would that be? Why is she getting the...
she must be back in the studio. Maybe she's pregnant with twins.
Yeah? Who's she hanging around now? Well, she's not with Calvin Harris now, right?
No. And then it was Tom Hiddleston, and now I don't know if we know if she's with anybody.
After the death of Hiddleswift, she's kind of gone under the radar.
Which is smart.
Yeah, right. She needs to.
I mean, I'm not saying it's all her fault, but we paid way too much attention to her love life.
Yes.
Yeah.
It gave us all fatigue, I think.
Yes.
Because I still love her, but gosh, I just don't care right now.
I think she's one of those people I find to be moderately passe, and you know how tuned in I am to all of that stuff. All right, so that's the story musically. Time's 28 past the hour with DJ V.
Both and. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. As children, it's very comfortable for us to divide the world into the mindset that things are either good or bad. As we get older, we begin to develop the capacity to understand that life often calls for both and thinking, rather than the more simplistic either or mentality. For example, it's important to understand that you don't have to choose between either having a great career or a great marriage, because it's absolutely possible to have both. The next time you're facing a situation where you believe you're locked into an either-or predicament, step back and ask yourself how you can make it into a both-and. The more that you can set yourself to seeing the possibility of both-and, the more realistic it is for you to achieve it. For more on motivation, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries,
injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote, see?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Four after the hour now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a discussion of the issues of the day with the most intelligent people who are on the radio, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you're intelligent because you're listening to our intelligent discussion most of the time of what's going on. We're going to have a little bit of fun here and there, and I'm not suggesting either, by the way, that if you are having fun, you're not intelligent, because I don't think that that's true at all. I think the smartest humor is the humor that you have to think about a little bit. All right? So the next time I drop something and it doesn't immediately become funny, you know that I'm very intelligent and you have to think about whatever it is that
just
I'm...
Just give it some time. Yeah. Oh, so you're saying it's our fault that...
Let it brew.
We need to percolate some of the humor, but that's
all right,
okay.
So we're all talking about a couple of Super Bowl things. The suggestion that today there be no school, or that some schools have a two-hour delay, actually has been implemented in some districts around the country.
I think it's a great idea.
You do?
Yeah, why didn't we have one?
I know. Because I'm all for sleeping in. Look, I did not consume one drop of alcohol yesterday, so yeah. I can't blame that. I sat on my, you sit around and you don't do much. I get it. But, man, when that alarm went off this morning, whew.
Yeah. Well, we all stayed up late, and we're all here performing. There's a lesson here. We have become wimps in this country. And for a school system to suggest that we have a two-hour delay or no school at all, that wasn't the case in my community. But I know that there are some places, if it happened in your community, you want to comment on it, help yourself to any one of our ways of connecting. Pretty easy to do that. Follow the show on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Facebook, I should go in there and mess around. I actually was trying to mess around. I posted some things on my personal account yesterday that I thought were quite telling.
You know who was going crazy on social media yesterday?
Who was?
Your son.
Was he? Was he? I didn't
all ticked off that no one should support the Patriots because the Patriots have the nerve of being friends with Donald Trump.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, boy.
The entire team, wow.
This is from the guy who loves New England sports, or he did up until a year ago. He doesn't not even think you should like him.
He's not a big fan of the Patriots. He likes the Celtics still and the Red Sox to a point. But he's like so many other people in Los Angeles. You know, there's a bar on Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles called O'Reilly's or something or other. It's a very Boston bar where Whitey Bulger used to hang out. Whitey Bulger was the killer, the crook, mobster.
Allegedly.
Who was now
watch
serving.
What you're saying. I'm just trying to protect
he's
you.
He's 83 years old and he's serving an 80-year term in prison.
But so he's powerful, so allegedly.
Yeah, right. Yes. So anyway, and Brendan used to go there when he was first. He's been in Los Angeles now for heavens, since he got out of college, so 18, 19 years. But they used to, he and his friends would go down and hang out down there, watch the Boston games and stuff, and doesn't do it anymore. Maybe he's just grown up, Jennifer. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
Did anybody see the interview with O'Reilly and Trump before the Super Bowl?
Of course.
And? And?
And it was fine. I mean, people were making a big deal about a line he said about Putin. I didn't think it was the greatest thing he could have said, but I didn't think it was the biggest deal in the world. No, basically, O'Reilly said, what's up with you and Putin? Okay, I'm paraphrasing here. And do you respect him? And so Trump says, yes, he's a world leader. I respect him. Does that mean I'm going to get along with him? I don't really know him. I don't know if I'm going to get along with him. And then O'Reilly says, well, he's a killer. And you see Trump go, Bill, we're all killers. You think we're so innocent? I mean, we're killers, too.
Mm.
And that made people go crazy.
Well, I mean, I sort of get what he was trying to say, but to imply, though, that, you know, we're the same type of killers.
Correct.
That's, you know, that's
Great. No, look, I don't think it was the best thing that he could have said. I know where he was going, and I think people that speak Trumpian kind of know what he meant by that.
Trumpian.
But any, you know, it's just so crazy because anything, more than I've ever seen before, and I think it's a sign of the times, and I also think because he's such a strident person and because people either love him or they hate him, and there's not a lot of in between, people are examining every word he says. And so anything that comes out of his mouth is going to be somehow spun into this big media frenzy. And this was one of those examples. So for him, he's going to have to be careful because I don't know how soon this interest goes away. I think people are going to constantly be watching and making, I mean, that's a really tough thing. Could you imagine if they were watching us and having every dumb thing we said?
Well, let me tell you
a story.
I'm going to tell you something. I wasn't going to bring this up, but you've hit a chord with me, both of you have, in terms of what the people like this who are expected to be perfect, every word is parsed by all these damn these committees on these supposed experts are going to analyze what everybody says. And I say this because in this past week I've been involved. I came back to the farm for a week because there are some things going on here locally that I have to tend to pertaining to the future of the farm. And so I had several different meetings and talked with several different people who are community leaders. And what's coming out on the blogs, the town blogs, and in the local newspaper is stuff that really isn't what I said. But there is enough reference to what I said and the way I said it for there to be some truth to it. I'm talking about three or four things that need to be handled in order to fix a problem that we have with something at the farm. And so four things, and we've got to analyze, and we don't have any information on these four things. There's nothing. It's all taken so literally. And then another woman had attended a meeting that I was at. I was talking about one of the local shopping centers and comparing the tax revenue from what the town now gets out of the farmland versus the revenue that comes from one of the largest shopping centers in the world that happens to be headquartered here. And so, because I didn't have, I was just grabbing for an example. I didn't use an exact number, but I made, well, it was like kind of this much. And so this woman who's there on the blog says, we have to know exactly what the story is there, and it's irresponsible to be saying things. Come on, will you get a life, for God's sakes? Nobody's perfect. Trump's not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And it really is sort of maybe my pot's boiling because I can see it and hear it and taste it in just little things that I'm doing here as sort of an activist in the community where I live. It's things that are taken completely out of context or things the suggestion that I said something that I never said. The words never came out of my mouth. And so you see how everybody who, or too many people, I wouldn't say everybody, but too many people, I'm no apologist for Donald Trump. I want him to succeed only because I want America to succeed. I think all of the stuff, the shrill actions by some are more than annoying and not very productive, frankly. You're not going to get him out of there unless he does something really dumb and he gets impeached. And then if you look behind him and you see who's there, you probably think to yourself, if you have any real smarts, you don't want that guy sitting in there.
Impeachment insurance.
So, yeah, right.
Yep.
So, you know, here we have something that is going to be a part of what are you going to be? Can you stand? Can he stand? Can we all stand the kind of scrutiny for 4 years that he's under right now? Why does Ivanka Trump have to pay basically for her father and being the president, unless the stuff that she was selling at Macy's or wherever it was no good? I don't get that at all. What was his shit? Shoe line or something? Or
clothing
line?
Shoes and purses, yeah.
Yeah, was it no good? Or
no,
was it just because the stuff, they don't want to sell it anymore because they don't want to take his needless markup? I'm just looking. They said lackluster sales. Is that because
well, Nordstrom,
really
I think, was first, and then I think Neiman Marcus followed.
Okay.
Nordstrom was
first. Is the stuff really not selling because people don't like the Trump name, or because the stuff's no good, or because these people are chicken and they don't want to keep it out there and be subject to any kind of criticism or scrutiny?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Anecdotally, I would say that all malls are, I mean, I just saw her entire display at Macy's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it wasn't her display that was the problem. There was no one in the mall. So, I mean, there was literally no one there. So you mm-hmm. could say that Ivanka Trump's display, and I think her clothes are very pretty, I always have, but her display was right next to Jessica Simpson's, which wasn't selling, which was right next to, you know, I mean, you could just name any designer, Calvin sure, Klein, that's not selling. So I don't know. I mean, is this a convenient way for Nordstrom to dump some inventory? Maybe. Is it also a way that they can, you know, glom on to the hashtag bring your wallet or grab your wallet movement, which was a response by
a lot
of women online?
Well, the hashtag boycott Nordstrom's is what I saw posted, Victoria, and it really
annoyed that started from the hashtag grab your wallet, which was a response to what Donald Trump said in that, you know, Access Hollywood video, and a lot of women have said, you know what, we thought Ivanka Trump was going to be more of a voice, we thought she was going to be a voice for women, she hasn't said anything, so that's kind of where that backlash came from.
The guy's been there for, what, 3 weeks? How long has he been there? So 2 weeks. What
yeah, 2 weeks.
What do you think is going
to
happen?
I think it's a convenient way to
minutes?
Dump inventory. I don't really think it has
maybe.
Anything to do with her
well,
sales.
Well, I mean, they better be. I would have thought, frankly, that with the situation that we've all talked about here, how there's so much going on in the review of what's available online versus the review of what's available in the store, I'd rather go to a store and buy somewhere I can see it and taste it and touch it and buy it. But I'm obviously in the minority.
Yeah.
Look at the numbers from Christmas. How many people bought online versus who went to the mall? The mall's got, and these stores there have got serious problems.
Yeah.
They'll deal with it because there's lots of money. They'll figure it out. But in the meantime, I think you're maybe onto something, Victoria. They're just flailing around trying to figure out how we find the next hot item.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of this and some of that, I just find the scrutiny of Trump beyond what's acceptable, probably isn't the right word, but what's necessary. Maybe that's the right word. It's not necessary. He's going to make mistakes. Who doesn't make mistakes? And you can say, well, he wanted to be president. Yep. And so who among us who has been president has done a perfect job? Nobody. Nobody, because the human beings these guys. By the way, how was the opening toss? I didn't see that.
Oh, so good.
I cried.
I was crying.
Oh, really?
He's
did
so
you
sweet.
Tell me the story. Oh. How was it? How did it look?
Well, they just, he got rolled out in a wheelchair by a Marine, and his wife was on a cart. So Barbara was in like the little, you know, golf cart, and they were going out side by side. People went nuts. He got a standing ovation. It was just... It was so sweet. And he threw the coin. He did a great job. He just kind of tossed it to the ground, and there you go.
It was really, really sweet. It was, it was just such a wonderful, patriotic moment. Barbara looked great. Didn't you think she looked amazing?
She's
90?
Cookie, man. I'll tell you something.
She's just a year younger than him, so I think she might be 91, 90.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, and being in the hospital with pneumonia, she looked incredible. And, it was just a wonderful American moment, you know, our oldest living president. It gave me all the goosebumps. It was a wonderful moment.
Yeah, good. Well, those are the kind of moments we like.
Yep.
Frankly. Here's another moment that you're going to like. Something that's effective, something that's safe, something that will enhance your well-being. I'm talking about, this would be a perfect thing to sell Super Beets with Sherry's Berries. Wash down your Sherry's Berries with a good glass of Super Beets. I think it'd be a clash of taste, don't you think? You've all tasted Sherry Berry and you've tasted Super Beets. So there'd be a clash of tastes, you think?
No.
It's all fruits and veggies, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's very, grind
it's
them
like
all up.
It's like a salad, basically.
In your smoothie, yeah, it is.
It's really healthy.
A fruit and vegetable salad. What an excellent way of putting it, Victoria. Supporting the healthy blood flow and the healthy heart and also your blood pressure, Super Beets. SuperBeets. Super Beets. I'm spelling it out for you. Not only am I spelling out the word, but I'm going to spell out what it does to support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels. As a matter of fact, if you can visualize this, visualize maybe a garden hose. And the garden hose has gotten old, it's kind of hard and cracked, and you ran some oil through it, and it lubricated it, and it softened it all up, and the water went through the hose better. That's basically what you're doing. Is that a pretty good visualization? I can't remember that on the spot. You like that?
Yeah, I like
that
it.
Good? Yeah. I mean, that's really what happens. The Super Beets opens up your arteries, so the blood, the red corpuscles, the white corpuscles, the red corpuscles are what feed the nutrients to your body. The white corpuscles in your blood protect your body from getting sick. That's where the immune system is. So when you get a cut, the white blood cells go right to that and heal it. And that's inside, outside, that's what you need. And so the blood flow is so important. It's also great for energy and stamina. So listen to what I'm suggesting to you. Call this number now and order your first jug of Super Beets. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order of this fabulous product that is nothing but healthy and healing. 800-655-4183. You can buy them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Whatever you do, order them and use it. Super Beets. 800-655-4183. You'll be thanking all of us. And by the way, Victoria is on Super Beets. Jennifer takes them every day. Kara has a glass every day. You'll do it as well. Start your day or at some point in the day when you're getting sluggish, turn to Super Beets. You will find it to be one of the great experiences of your life. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. 800-655-4183 or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Past the hour, Monday's Tech Talk time, they focus on a new dating app that will find you someone who dislikes all of the same things. This ought to be fun. You talk about negative. Woo-wee! What do you like? What do you dislike? I think you... Well, anyway, let's talk about it. Hold on a second. I don't want to take all the steam out of this for Victoria, who will have that report in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Adventure is the trend for family travel, from safaris and mountain climbs to cruises. New Carnival Vista has Skyride, an IMAX theater, and a brewery on board. Here's Mom on the Run, Colleen Burns.
And it can be so economical. Carnival Cruise Line is making it easy for you to say yes to fun on your next vacation with exclusive deals and savings when you book early. Find a port near you.
And no one wants a cold before taking a trip. Reach for Coldies.
It's true. Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And my family loves their gummies, which shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms.
All right, let's make it 56 after the hour now. So what's the story, Victoria, with this new dating app and how it'll work for Kara so we can find her love?
Well, I think actually this app would be perfect for Kara. It's a brand new dating app. It's called Hater. It actually launches on February 8th. And it flips the script of its competitors and matches people based on the things that they mutually dislike. This is started by a former Goldman Sachs employee, and he became a comedy writer. He left Wall Street, and he said that Hater was actually initially a sketch idea, and he said the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, wait a minute, this is funny, but it also makes a lot of sense. So it's a swipe-based app, just like Tinder, and so for, you know, you swipe down if you
hate
something.
I don't know what that means. What is swipe?
On your iPhone or on your smartphone, you would use your finger to swipe left and right.
To look at people, you mean?
So if you like someone, then you swipe right. Basically, you look at a little picture in their little profile, and you swipe right. If you like what you see, and then you get to chat with them and connect with them. And if you don't like them and you don't want to talk to them, then you swipe left.
Right. And in this case, this isn't judging pictures. This is actually judging topics. So some of the topics that they have right now, they have over 2,000. So Donald Trump as a topic, gluten-free as a topic. People have very strong feelings about gluten. Camping, marijuana, butt selfies. Taylor Swift as a person is also a topic. So these are things that Kara could go through, and she could say, all right, I don't like Donald Trump, or I do like Donald Trump, or I don't like camping, or I love it. And then that way she gets matched up as she goes through the questionnaire. She gets matched up with people who also dislike the same things. There's actually some science behind this, too. Over the last 10 years, the new studies have shown that humans actually can often bond better with a stranger with whom they share a mutual dislike than one they share a mutual like with.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's so negative, too. It seems it feels so negative.
But not if it's a funny kind of, do you like camping? No. Because that those really are defining things.
Do you like cows? No. See, that's it.
Right. And, like, how much do you like cows?
Do you like cats? No. Yes!
Well, cats and dogs, that's a big topic. People are, you know, that can be divisive in the dating world.
So how do you... What do you do to find this?
Well,
this
will be a free app to download. It's called Hater, and it will launch officially on February 8th.
How do people how do they make money with stuff like this? If it's a free app, where does the money come to support it?
Well, for right now, it's free, and so there's probably certain levels, like it'll interview an introductory thing.
To it, Kara and one other person.
Right. No, I think this is actually this is getting a lot of buzz.
Is it?
So, I think that this is something that might actually take off.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people would download it, at least to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, there's a Google blog post announcing as of tomorrow, people using older versions of Chrome browser will want to update to a newer version. So what's the newer version?
Well, if you're using an older version of Chrome browser, which is version 53 and below, then you want to update your browser immediately because Gmail is now going through some changes. They will no longer support those older versions, meaning that you are at a security risk. So check your browser, make sure you have the most up-to-date version, and you're safe.
That's swell. All right, good job. Speaking of swell, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour on DJV.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.